anybody know what that smoke is in Lower Manhattan?
I think it really was just the whole sense of, can this really be happening?
Ann Watchka has worked in the firefighting business for 40 years and currently serves as the assistant fire chief for the village of Howard. On 9/11, 20 years ago, she was with the Green Bay Fire Department. She was also a member of a peer support group, a specially trained team that many states have that respond to trauma situations to talk and listen to the people on the scene.
Very often we find, I think all the disciplines in public safety find fire EMS police that often making that a first initial contact with someone who's a peer and in the same field gives you a little bit of a comfort level opening up.
Within a few days after 9/11,
we were notified that the International Firefighters Union had started to send teams of these trained peer support individuals to Ground Zero. And they asked if Wisconsin would be interested in going.
As a member of the team, Ann Watchka had gone to casualty scenes before, but this was different, and she was concerned. Would she be helpful? Would she be effective? They brought her to Ground Zero, and everything was gray and dust.
I don't think I was ready for the fact that the rubble and pile would be so high. You know, 3-4 stories high with bulldozers operating on top of it.
She would walk the site, spend time in the portable mess halls and in a nearby church, wearing a vest that identified her as a peer group support person and available to talk.
But a lot of times those conversations that started out casual would then grow into, you know, it without prompting would be, well, you know, we were there that day, or this is what my family's dealing with.
Easy to see the burden the Ground Zero crews were carrying, working in a hole or on a pile of debris every day after suffering personal losses.
I worked here 12 hours and, you know, tomorrow morning I have 3 funerals to go to, and I mean, there's so many directions.
Took a toll on her as well. Ann Watchka kept a journal during her week at Ground Zero to help with that and needed time to decompress after returning home to Green Bay before going back to the job. Her work and personal family gave her the space she needed.
That support between my coworkers and, you know, my family and friends that eventually, just like everything else, right, you have to and you do.
Ann Watchka continued her public safety career after coming home. She hasn't been back to Ground Zero since that visit, but is glad to have had the chance to help her brothers and sisters. And there's one memory that has never gone away.
I think a lot about the person who approached me to tell me about their partner, who they were sure was suicidal and they couldn't reach. And I think about that a lot, about I wonder what happened.
Coming up tomorrow.
You know, to me, every day is 9/11.
Why this man continues to relive a horrible day and what he's done with it. 9/11, 20 years later, Wisconsin remembers. I'm Robert Kennedy, WTAQ News.